don't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. Tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that evil flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. No.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Third and final hour of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. June the 11th. Hump Day Wednesday. We get past this hour, tomorrow, Friday, and then the weekend. Man, has this week gone by quick. Well, I've got the final results. The numbers are in. Don't vote anymore. Don't text me Y for yes. Republicans in the House need to stand strong and cut the budget in Lansing by huge numbers. Back to the days when Rick Snyder left office, handing the keys to the governor's mansion to Gretchen Whitmer, who's raised the budget 47% in 6 years. Take it back to $58, $60 billion as opposed to $86 billion. Well, the unread messages in my phone, 212. This is a new record. 212 of you have texted me. Two voted N for no. Don't do it this year. If you do it this year, it's not going to pass the Senate. It's not going to be signed into law by Governor Gretchen Whitmer. And all they will do is blame the Republicans, the evil Republicans, for their insanity of wanting to cut state government budget by that much. 25% of the budget, way too big a chunk. No, don't do it. It will hurt us politically next year. Two of you, and I'm not going to say your names, although I mentioned Chuck earlier, I apologize. He texted me and said, don't mention my name. I'm like, dude, you didn't tell me. I'm sorry. 212 total votes. 210 of you said, yes, absolutely, it's time. You got to do it. Absolutely got to do it. 210-2. Now, I'm going to take this unscientific poll to my state rep, John Roth. I'm also going to put a call into the speaker's office, Matt Hall, right after the show today at 12 noon. They need to know what you guys are thinking. And what you're willing to do is basically tell them to stand strong, cut the budget, put it out there, and make the governor and the Senate Democrats attack you over it. Let them try to justify why we need to continue spending $86 billion to run Lansing per year when we have a declining population. Explain to the people of the state of Michigan why the Republicans are absolutely insane, saying that you've taken this much time to go through every bureaucratic agency and department and can recommend these budgets. How are you going to do it? Well, of course, you're going to eliminate staff. You're going to eliminate overhead. You're going to eliminate waste, fraud, and abuse. Duplication. Areas of one department doing something that another department is already doing. Republicans being very smart about this, taking their time and going through it. Ann Boland, the chair of the House Appropriations Committee, has already said, we're going to do it the right way. We're not going to do it early. We're not going to do it quickly. We're going to do it right. 210-2. Well, I'll get a hold of them and I will let them know. Let your state rep know as well. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Gunsmith and Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith and Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmith. Call 231-838-5571.
Road Trip, The Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall is the perfect book that will change the way that you think and will positively impact your life. 123 good words, motivational, inspirational definitions, and packed with very cool poems for each word is a readable experience that you will visit time and time again. Available on Amazon Books and Barnes & Noble, Road Trip Likely to Succeed makes the perfect graduation gift. Enjoy reading Road Trip, Likely to Succeed A to Z, The Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall.
If you're nearing 65, you're probably being bombarded by insurance companies by mail and phone, trying to sell you this product or that. Laura Bogdan has personally looked after the needs of seniors, taking the time to explain how Medicare works and other benefits you may not even be aware of. Laura is ready to help you today.
I'm Laura Bogdan. Call me today, 231-264-6890, 231-264-6890.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number three. Moving on to other stories here in Lansing. And I've got to tell you, really amazed at how the Democrats are pushing the Republicans to do things. We already talked about the House Democrats introducing their school aid budget for this upcoming budget, $24 billion, $2.2 billion more than the Senate Democrats. We're going to talk a little bit about business in Michigan. General Motors announced yesterday plans to kickstart a multi-billion dollar plan to begin production of its gas-powered full-size SUVs and light-duty pickup trucks at its Orion assembly plant in Orion Township starting early 2027. In order to meet what it sees as strong consumer demand. As a result, GM's Factory Zero in Detroit, Hamtramck, will be dedicated to assembly production for the Chevy Silverado EV, the GMC Sierra EV pickup truck, the Cadillac Escalade, and the GMC Hummer EV pickup and SUV. So basically, gas production is going to go to Oakland County, where the EV production is going to go to Detroit Hamtramck. The plans are part of a two-year, $4 billion investment in four U.S. manufacturing plants that will increase U.S. production of both gas and electric vehicles. Okay, I'm going to stop right there. I'm willing to bet that the Detroit Hamtramck EV plant will be shut down before the Orion Township plant that is producing gas-powered engines, gas-powered vehicles, full-size, big SUVs, and pickup trucks. That's my prediction. Mark my words. $4 billion investment in four U.S. manufacturing plants to increase U.S. production of both gas and electric vehicles. Mark my words. Electric vehicle plant shuts down. Well, the communist CEO, Mary Barra of GM, said, "We believe the future of transportation will be driven by American innovation in manufacturing expertise. Today's announcements demonstrates our ongoing commitment to build vehicles in the United States and to support American jobs. We're focused on giving consumers choice in offering a broad range of vehicles they love." End quote, said Mary Barra. I love this. Oh, my God, Mary. Keep drinking the Kool-Aid, girl. Because you remember what Joe Biden said. We're going to need gas-powered engines, gas-powered vehicles for at least another 10 years. Right. Electric vehicles are going to be dinosaurs. You know what? You might want to buy one and keep it as an investment because it may be worth a lot of money someday when they no longer exist on the planet. General Motors has a network of 50 U.S. manufacturing plants, parts, facilities, and suppliers in 19 states, 11 vehicle assembly plants, nearly 1 million people in the United States depend on General Motors for their livelihood between the employees, the suppliers, and their dealers. General Motors said it's continuing to post strong U.S. sales, gaining market share in both gas and electric vehicles. The company is on track to deliver its sixth consecutive year as the U.S. full-size pickup sales leader and its 51st straight year leading in full-size SUVs. In the second half of 2024, General Motors became the number two seller of electric vehicles in the U.S. market, thanks to its diverse portfolio of 13 electric vehicle models, from Chevrolet to Cadillac to GMC. Chevrolet is now the fastest growing EV brand and actually second among all EV brands sold in America. The announcement generated responses from the governor as well as both legislative leaders and even a few members of Congress. While at the top of that food chain, Governor Gretchen Whitmer praised the decision and signaled she didn't care that Oreo was being expanded with gas power vehicles. That's, of course, her little cute nickname for Orion Township. We don't care what you drive, gas, diesel, hybrid, or electric, as long as it's made in Michigan. Together, let's keep bringing manufacturing home, growing the middle class, and making more stuff in Michigan. Of course, referring to her very popular phrase, make it in Michigan, according to Quentin Mercer Jr., CEO of the Michigan Economic Development Corporation. She got to get that tagline in there, making more stuff in Michigan. Speaker of the House, Republican Matt Hall, who sources says has gone a few rounds with GM's leadership since becoming the leader of the state House, praised President Donald Trump for the announcement, saying that the Republicans are delivering on his promise to put America first. This is exactly what we said would happen when he unveiled his bold tariff strategies. While other politicians were paying out billions to build EV plants with small job totals, President Trump took the smarter path to bring back gas-powered production that will put more people to work and do it without more government handouts, Hall said. President Trump took a strong stand to bring factories back to America shores and punish companies that shed American jobs to move their operations overseas. President Trump's plan is working. He took a lot of heat for his decisions, but now General Motors is coming back to Mexico after performing many production jobs in Mexico. Mexico loses, Michigan wins, said Speaker Matt Hall. Can't argue with that statement. Well, unless, of course, you're a Democrat. Senate Majority Leader Winnie Brinks thanked General Motors, calling it one of our longest and most valued employers. Our hardworking and dedicated workforce, vibrant neighborhoods where people want to put down roots, and major advancements in economic policy make our state the natural place to make such transformative investments. Together, we are showing the world that, yes, you can champion a pro-worker, pro-union, pro-employer agenda, and in doing so, generate widespread, enduring success. Other manufacturers would be wise to follow GM's suit and make Michigan their place to work, end quote, said Winnie Brinks. Do you see how the two sides, though, are looking at this from completely different political ideologies? Whitmer and Senate Majority Leader Brinks want to call it their economic policies in Michigan, where Speaker of the House Matt Hall wants to give all the credit to President Trump. I got a very simple question to ask these politicians. Do you think Donald Trump's announcements on April 2nd, Liberation Day, where he told car manufacturing, you make it in the United States, no tariffs. You build your vehicles outside the United States, we're going to tariff the hell out of them coming into America. Quote, unquote, Donald Trump said that in the Rose Garden. Now you know what's happening? European Union settling a trade deal with the United States. And who are the three biggest German automakers that are willing to cut a deal with President Trump to avoid those tariffs coming into America? Mercedes-Benz, BMW, and Audi. All three of them want to build more plants here in the United States. Would absolutely love to see Mercedes, BMWs, and Audis built in America. Completely. Parts, assembly, all of it. You want your corporation to continue to pay high corporate taxes in Germany? That's fine. That's your decision. How about moving your offices to the United States and pay lower corporate income tax? How long are you going to stay loyal to your German roots? That's going to be the question. And when the U.S. Senate passes the one big beautiful bill, and then they continue to lower corporate taxes and all the other things they're going to do through recession type bills this year, it's coming, folks. I'm going to make a prediction. If they lower the corporate income tax to 14 or 15%, you are going to see a ton of foreign corporations file as American companies. They may keep their corporate headquarters there because they love living in the mountains of Germany, close to the Swiss Alps. They love sending their kids to German government social schools in Germany. That's fine. But their corporations are going to file articles of incorporation in America. And they're going to start paying corporate income tax at reduced rates to the United States Treasury. And when that happens, the debt clock, the U.S. debt clock, is going to all of a sudden stop moving. And then it's going to start declining. And we are going to start paying down the national debt with foreign corporations moving to America. It's coming, folks. It's coming. And it's all going to be based on tariffs and cutting the corporate income tax. And when Trump Vance administration does it, just wait and see what happens to our economy. Wages are going up. It is going to be amazing. The golden age of America is coming. Final half hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, Michigan's